Sunday the 9th of February 2020, 9 o'clock service. Sermon series, God Speaks. Sermon title, Stewardship and Fellowship. Bible reading, Malachi chapter 3, starting at verse 6. Talk by Reverend Chika Nduku. And just a word of warning, you may hear some background rumbles during the sermon recording. We had Storm Ciara coming through the UK that day, and those rumbles are just the sound of some of the church roof tiles being lifted, but everything was fine. Okay, and let's go over to Gwen with our Bible reading.
It's taken from Malachi chapter 3, starting to read at verse 6, and it's robbing God. I, the Lord, do not change, so you, O descendants of Jacob, are not destroyed. Ever since the time of your forefathers, you have turned away from my decrees and have not kept them. Return to me, and I will return to you, says the Lord Almighty. But you ask, how are we to return? Will a man rob God? Yet you rob me. But you ask, how do we rob you? In tithes and offerings, you are under a curse. The whole nation of you, because you are robbing me. Bring the whole tithe into the storehouse, that there may be food in my house. Test me in this, says the Lord Almighty. And see if I will not throw open the floodgates of heaven and pour out so much blessing that you will have room enough for it. I will prevent pests from devouring your crops, and the vines in your fields will not cast their fruit, says the Lord Almighty. Then all the nations will call you blessed, for yours will be a delightful land, says the Lord Almighty. You have said harsh things about me, says the Lord. Yet you ask, what have we said against you? You have said, it is futile to serve God. What did we gain by carrying out his requirements and going about like mourners before the Lord Almighty? But now we call the arrogant blessed. Certainly the evildoers prosper, and even those who challenge God escape. Then those who feared the Lord talked with each other, and the Lord listened and heard. A scroll of remembrance was written in his presence concerning those who feared the Lord and honoured his name. They will be mine, says the Lord Almighty. In the day when I make up my treasured possession, I will spare them, just as in compassion a man spares his son who serves him. And you will again see the distinction between the righteous and the wicked, between those who serve God and those who do not. And this is the word of the Lord.
Let us pray. Fill me with your word, Almighty God, that we may hear and do your will. May I speak your word in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. The book of Malachi. Malachi the prophet. Today we're going to look into God speaking to us. That is the sermon series, God Speaks. And the theme is stewardship and fellowship. And it's written by a prophet called Malachi. Malachi is very angry about people of hypocrisy. People of infidelity, mixed marriages, divorce, false worship, and arrogance. He now took us to chapter 3, where I might say that the topic of today is, do not rob God. I am not speaking to you alone. I'm speaking to myself too. So don't think it's just only you. It's but you and myself. Do not rob God. And the question is, how do we rob God? Let me ask you this question. Have you ever given a child something to keep? And along the line, you said, can you give me some? Some of them will say, no. Some of them will hide the thing at the back and still want more from you. And some will give you all of that back. And some will break it into two and give you half and take half. In practicalities, this is the sermon for today. Do not rob God. How do you feel when you give a child something or biscuit and the child will break the biscuit into two and give you half and take half? How do you feel? Do you feel happy? What you will do as a guardian is just to be happy to watch the child eat the biscuit, and your intention again is to give the child more and enjoy the child eating the biscuit with you. This is what Malachi is talking about. God is our Father. God has given us a lot. And he demands a little bit of it, not all of it. But we continue every time hiding ourselves, hiding our wealth back and demanding more from God. The issue of tithe and stewardship, it started all the way from Genesis. And many places in the Bible, you can hear this story of tithes. But in Psalm 24, verse 1, it says, God is the author of all things, the owner of all things. Whatever God makes, he owns. But another way of it is, whatever we own it. God will make, and God will own it. But we own it and continue holding it. Can you think about how do we run this church? How do we run this church every Sunday? Which I know the British guys are not giving us electricity and gas free. How do we maintain the church? If I can remember, the parish share is almost £40,000 a year. If you calculate it, you can be seeing it to be almost £4,000 to £5,000 a month to be given to the diocese. How do we give this money out? Maybe I know Martin has another job he's doing. That's why he's getting the money and be paying the church. Or maybe Bob has a lot of income from somewhere. And that's how we're sorting out this area. I heard that Christine paid all her gratuities every time to the church. No. We are here to be a member of the Christ body. It says God needs your tithe. Your tithe is called the 10%. I don't know whether I do that. But if I'm not doing it, I think today God is speaking to our hearts about our giving, our stewardship. He's not saying to you to give all. But he's saying to you to give a little bit of what I've given to you. Where we read, the first thing that is written there is, the Lord do not change. I don't know about your own God, but I know that my own God do not change. And I know that the God of St. Charles do not change. But we are the people that changes every time. He's asking you, why are you robbing me? Why are you robbing God? You might be asking yourself, how do I rob God? What do you mean by robbing God? Robbing God is just that kind of way I told about a child, giving a child something and demanding something from that. We used to say in Nigeria, how can somebody take your thank you and say and eat your very much? You said to somebody, I give you something. They say, you've eaten my thank you and you've eaten my very thank you very much. You said to somebody, I give you something. They say now, thank you very much. But you give that person something and that person didn't say thank you and didn't say very much. And he said back to the person, how can you eat my thank you and you eat my very much? You've eaten God's thank you and you've eaten God's very much. Why can't you say thank you, Lord? And why can't you say very much? And God will say to you, very much. The very much is blessing you. We have taken God's glory. We have restrained ourselves by giving God back what he expected of us to give. In another way of saying, do not rob God, and I'm saying to you now, do not rob God the opportunity to bless you. It's not about robbing God, but robbing God the opportunity to bless you. I remember people from Jamaica, they know a man called Bob Marley. He sang a song. He said, blessed are the hands that give it and the one that takes it. When you give, it comes with blessing. If you don't know, this is one of the areas the Pentecostal churches are holding very firm in trying to tell people about the blessings of God. They talk about tithes. When they're talking about tithes, and it's just, you give them the money, it goes to their own pocket. But in Church of England, it's a very transparent organization that you use the money to pay the parish chair, to maintain the church, your tea and coffee, the heating system, and all other expenses. Brothers and sisters, we don't need to rob God. We do not need to rob God the opportunity to bless us. Because the more you give, the more you receive. I am not telling you to get all what you have and bring it to God's house, but to show appreciation of what God has done for you. One of my friends said to me before, giving is living. Giving is living. The more you give, the more you live. The more you give, the more God blesses us. My wife's friend told her that she has seen the hand of God in her life because of the kind of tithe she paid to church. You might have heard about a woman who went to one of the Pentecostal churches in Dagenham here. I'm not going to mention the church. She went to the church and said to the pastor, I want to give you a tithe that nobody has given to you before. How is that can happen in St. Charles? And she gave the pastor £1 million. It happened in Dagenham, and some people might have known the church I'm talking about. It's not that the woman had enough or a lot, but this is the way she connected herself with God. And what's going to happen? If you go to verse 8, or verse 10, it says, bring the whole tithe into the store hole, that there may be food in my house. This is what God said. He said, test me in this. He said to you, test me in this, says the Lord Almighty, and see if I would not throw open the floodgates of heaven and pour out so much blessing that there will be room enough, there will not be any room enough to store it. God said to you, test me on this. Don't quote me, quote the Lord. Lord Almighty, you say I should test you on this. I am testing you. I am coming back to you again. Let me just test you and give to you. There is blessing in giving, because he has promised us that he's going to bless us much more than the way we are being blessed. Test me in this. Have you robbed God? Are you robbing God? Or you think that you're giving to St. Charles? What you give to God. And what you receive from God. I have to tell you this. The most important investment, if Bob can accept this, I know he is a good advisor in investment. The most important investment we can ever make is in the kingdom of God. That is the highest area you can do an investment. Because of what? Because it has eternal return. If you are yet to start investing in the kingdom of God, today, before you leave from here, ask God to help you to invest more in the kingdom of God. I'm not going to bore you with all this topic today. Ask yourself, how am I robbing God? Have I robbed God before? He says, bring your tithe into God's house, and I will open the blessings of God upon you. And finally, brothers and sisters, in Matthew chapter 6, verse 33, he says, seek first the kingdom of God and its righteousness, and other things shall be added unto you. Amen.